Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Sleep with someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday night, and last time for the buzz, I promise.
Not forever, probably.
Well, you know, for the time being, for the foreseeable future. Sure. I'm Jake, Hot Stuff's here.
Hi, I'm Hot Stuff.
Yeah. Hot Stuff's going to be doing most of the talking tonight on account of my infirmity.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think that's true. I bit the ever-living fuck out of my tongue yesterday, and so it hurts quite a bit to talk. So, what I can do is I can talk like this without actually opening my teeth.
Yeah, that's really legible.
No, it's going to be fine. Audible. If I do the entire show like this, people will get used to it. And it doesn't actually hurt my tongue when I do it this way.
I suppose.
Well, either you're going to talk, or I'm going to talk like this. Those are the two options.
Okay.
Wait. I can still hear... Oh, yeah, that's coming from my computer. I'm going to stop talking through my teeth like that. I was like, I told you to turn the sound off on that stupid game, but...
I stopped playing that game a long time
ago. My computer. Yeah.
I'm actually working.
Sure, you are. Hot Stuff and I both had our productivity a little bit fucked with by the release of the Space Game Missions Edition. Anyway, and before you say, this is just a ripoff of Harvest Massive Encounter, you should go back and play that. Go to hell. That game is lame. It's much harder to play. I don't care if it's exactly the same game. The presentation of the space game is better. And also, the space game is free, which makes it better. Yeah, so but when I give you this responsibility of doing most of the talking on the podcast, that's when you decide to not say anything at all.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, all right, well, I'm going to have to take a sip of my medicine here, which I'm hoping will make my tongue feel better. So you're gonna have to do some talking while I swish.
While you swish.
While I swish, yeah.
How have things been going? You might have noticed that we are not at Comic-Con, which is finally over, thank God. We had a good time.
We're the last two people in town.
Yeah, everybody else has left. We were the first two people, and then we were the last.
Yeah,
well, we have to shut off the lights in San Diego when we leave.
Yep, that's how it always works.
We are
the Alpha and the Omega. We collectively are the Alpha and the Omega. I wasn't saying that one of us is the Alpha and one of us is the Omega.
It's possible. Yeah. That's also true.
Although I have been eating a lot of fish.
So you're Omega 3 and kind of fatty.
My fatty gut is filled with Omega 3.
I'm actually looking forward to... Well, I'm not looking forward to the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to bicycling.
I'm going to try it because I'm suicidal, apparently. I'm going to try just getting on that horse. Riding that, I mean, it's not really a horse. It's like a, Iron Horse.
Yeah.
Really, it's like some kind of polycarbonate horse. I don't know. What is my bike even made of?
I don't know.
Is it aluminum?
It's not carbon fiber.
Bauxite. It's not carbon fiber. And you can tell because it didn't cost $10,000. Yeah, but it's really echoey and hot in this corner of the room. I picked a fine time to leave where I was sitting before, Lucille. We got plenty of questions. We could just jump into questions if we didn't have anything we wanted to talk about. Do we have anything we want to talk about?
I don't know. Your podcast finally came out. I don't know how much you talked about on Monday.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Your podcast with Adam Carolla finally came out.
Yeah.
What else?
You tracked down the good picture.
Oh, yeah. Did you post that to the forum?
I posted it to our forums, yeah.
Oh, good.
The Adam Carolla podcast website is down, has been down all day.
Huh, maybe they're trying to post your
doing picture. Some kind of work. Maybe that was it. Yeah, and they screwed it up. They were like, "Oh God, we've got to correct this wrong." But yeah, it was. You know, everybody who ever made fun of the jeans that I used to wear, I can totally understand why now. Seeing a picture of me wearing those jeans and seeing a picture of me wearing new jeans, I'm like, "Damn,
Gina."
Jeans. Yeah.
Well, not funny.
Oops, sorry. I didn't intend to play footsie with you there. I'll be happy to get back to a desk. Honestly,
having our offices back. And
well,
stuff.
It's not. I don't really. I guess this isn't any more of a or less of a desk than what I use at home, as I just use a folding table as a desk. What I mean is, I will be happy to get back to a comfortable chair.
I see.
With an ottoman. Yeah. Remember that TV show Auto Man?
No.
He had a little sidekick named Cursor. I was gonna say his sidekick's name was Quark. Who was named Quark? The bartender on Deep Space Nine was named Quark.
I think so, yeah.
The Bit in Tron was named Bit.
Did you see the previews of Tron?
I saw
rebooted or whatever.
A teaser, yeah. Tron Legacy?
Legacy.
Is that what
it's
called? Yeah. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Much better than Tritoon.
It was okay. Like, it was weird because it was just sort of light bike stuff.
Yeah, it kind of makes light bikes not. Light bikes when they can curve, they can turn at non-90-degree angles. Well, they jumped. They jumped in the original.
Did they?
I mean, that's how they escaped from the game grid was by blasting a hole in the wall.
I see. I guess it's not really a grid anymore. I guess if it's not a game grid, it could be
a game plane.
Space. Yeah.
A game space.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know what was going on in that. I don't know if he was, like, meditating and projecting himself into the computer world because he had some special connection etched into his brain from the first time. You know what I watched? Speaking of Jeff Bridges, I watched The Fisher King yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was both better and worse than I remembered it being. It's very long. It's very long, and it's as though there's a Terry Gilliam movie and a romantic comedy sort of fighting for screen space, and they give the romantic comedy way too much.
Huh.
Just every scene where they're trying to, you know, advance the relationship between Crazy Hobo and Mousy Nerd Girl is like 3 or 4 times as long as it needs to be. I don't know. Yeah. I like Terry Gilliam. I like it. And I think it's a good movie, you know.
Do you like Mousy Nerd Girls too?
I don't know.
You've never been like a big fan of Mousy Girls.
Yeah.
I don't know what your problem is. They're awesome.
They're too much like dudes. That's why you're so into them.
They don't really.
Boy, Fineldar pones you later in the show, just so you know.
Yeah, that's great.
You're about to get pwned. We got Twitter questions. We should read those first.
Oh, wow. That's right. We do that Twitter thing.
Because we sold out. At ASIM. Rex Maxis says, I've asked this before, but can we please have an option to use compact mode for the menu pane and a full character pane? Pretty please? That is something that a handful of people have asked for. It probably wouldn't be the hardest thing in the world
if we
to
did
do
it.
I feel like there are a lot of people who would use compact mode if they could use the old style top menu also.
Compact mode for the menu pane and full. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Which I can see why people want that.
Yeah.
You know. Because it gets rid of the after. I've just used, as soon as I made compact mode, I switched to it and never switched back.
I don't like it very much at all.
Yeah.
I like having the clickable buttons. Clickable?
The links on top, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Clickable. I didn't used to like, at least, navigating with drop-downs like that, but I got used to it in this context and have been pretty okay with it. Right, it says, the slime tube has been out for 2 months now. Are you satisfied with the reaction to it? I wasn't particularly invested in being satisfied with the reaction to it.
I mean, it was really just the, I'm going to spend a month to write a Quan dungeon with 1,000 monsters and a boss.
It was not really like a big company project, you know. It was essentially like me writing it all and Hot Stuff putting numbers on all of it, and that was it. You know, I think for a month's worth of two people's work, and we definitely did other stuff that month too, right? Like the whole content familiar and all the seals and all the turtles. Like, we got a ton of shit done during the time. Actually, I don't know that the seals and the turtles were during that.
They were when you were in New York.
Yeah, it was definitely during that 2 month period.
Yeah.
And I spent so much time in New York feeling like I wasn't getting anything done, but I feel like a comparatively large amount of stuff got done.
I mean, I feel like I haven't gotten a lot done in the past couple of weeks, but it's because I spent, you know, 120 hours doing Comic-Con stuff, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's just been...
We should probably stop coming to Comic-Con.
We've already paid for next year.
I know, but that's the problem. That's the problem every year, is that we've always already paid.
I mean...
We will always have been back.
If we had a similar experience to this year, next year, it would probably be worth it.
We will. As a thing where we're schmoozing and meeting people and making industry connections and networking our synergies.
We can also do that as attendees, though.
That is true.
We wouldn't have to... We no longer would have to exhibit.
Yeah. I mean, people like coming to see us. People like the Choose Your Own Adventures. It is good as a service to our fans. KOLCon is good as a service to our fans, and I would never say, oh, we should stop. It is no longer worth the money to do KOLCon. We should stop doing that. But this is something, it eats up so much time.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, basically the entirety of July gets spent preparing for it or being in San Diego on vacation, you know, which it's not bad that we go on vacation sometimes, right? But, like, it's the same vacation every year, part of it. Like, I'm less and less in love with San Diego the more time I spend here. Right?
We find new places to go and things to do and see and stuff. Sure. Come here, which is kind of cool.
I guess this year we saw all the corpses and we saw Legoland.
Yeah. We went to some new restaurants.
Did we?
Yeah, we went to the beach.
Did we discover new restaurants here?
Yeah. Hash House A Go-Go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hash House A Go-Go was pretty okay.
Someplace else that we went that was awesome. Oh, Cafe Chloe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, so.
You know.
The French are not fucking around when it comes to food. That's what I've determined.
Yeah.
That place is fucking good. Every bite of every single thing that I had there in the 3 times we ate there was just goddamn delicious.
I feel like they're very particular about their ingredients and their preparation. And it's not, like, crazy expensive, which is nice.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah,
I feel like the entrees were like maybe $25.
Yeah,
but lunch. Like, I mean, $10 lunch or $11 lunch. Like, that's for the quality of the food. That is definitely a bargain.
Yeah. Trying to think of anything else we did that was interesting. We went, you know, around more. We didn't go to a baseball game. There's a lot of things we didn't do that we were going to do.
We were gonna tour the aircraft carrier finally, which we didn't do.
We didn't do that. We didn't go to a ball game. We did not go to the zoo. We did not go to SeaWorld.
I wasn't gonna go to the zoo.
Well, I'm just saying these are things we did not do.
I've already been there.
I've never been there.
And I still don't care about SeaWorld, though. I feel like if I went to SeaWorld, I might care.
You might see if you cared at the SeaWorld.
Data Vortex says, will KOLCon attendees get Choose Your Own Adventure books like last year? If not, then I will buy them from eBay, but I'd rather buy from you. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to grab one, I don't think.
I don't think unless why would we sell one, either? Did we sell them?
I mean, we'd probably just give them away.
Yeah. We have extras.
You seem to have them earmarked for something.
I got extras for next year's Comic-Con because, like, we did sort of three that were not necessarily related, but three that had numerical connections, so people were always like, where's the ones from previous years or whatever?
Right.
And this year we didn't do that, so people stopped asking, but they also thought it was the same one.
Yeah, so we need a new cover.
But we're also going to say that it's a continuation from last year's.
Are we?
Well, maybe.
I don't think we need to. I think that's going to cause more problems than it solves.
Okay, well, then maybe we won't.
We should definitely take whatever's left, but there's no harm in giving away 200 or 300 of them at KOLCon, or putting them in reg packets, right? Like, or is she mailing reg packets this year?
I don't know.
Or is that all being done? I don't even know how she does that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either. She's changed her methodology a couple times.
Leon Hard Euler says, just wondering, Jick, did you get around to listening to The Else? No, I did not.
Is it a band?
It's the They Might Be Giants album.
Oh, right, right, right.
Casey Wiederman says, I think more early game shirts and hardcore would be neat. Do you think more early game shirts and hardcore would be neat?
Yeah,
shirts peppered throughout the game would be neat, you know. Adding, there are surprisingly few pants in the game, also.
Huh.
Adding some pants might be a good Q1 project. Yeah, done. Hot stuff comes through again.
I can do that as early in the game as you want.
Matt Ridley says, username... Oh, fuck. No, I guess that doesn't matter. Matt Ridley's the... I don't know if these are the real names. These aren't the real names. These are the Twitter names that I'm looking at here.
Sometimes that is also...
Then he corrects usernames, just telling you the KOL username, which is Lander. Also wanted to thank you for the radio podcast. Makes my work week better each week. And then he says, the Don't Panic and the Coming of the Dolphin seems too coincidental, or have I been reading too much Douglas Adams? That is actually a total coincidence. We didn't accidentally roll out the dolphin stuff, did we?
I don't know.
Boy, I hope not.
Why?
Well, because that would there's no art on it, and the
there's probably, also no way to fight them.
Yeah, there's no way to get your stuff back from them. Yeah,
like, that's funny.
Huppa 3 says, "Hey, hot stuff. How about that trophy 68 puzzle, please?"
Yeah, yeah. I just everything was put on hold for Comic-Con, so it's you know, I've got I'm pretty sure I'm making it more complicated than it is currently. I'm planning on making it more involved.
Okay.
And I've got some ideas of how to do that. So, I just need to actually do it. But I'm thinking that could be something that happens in the first week that I'm back.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep, yep, yep.
Quink says, any thoughts on working with a large clan to have an official ascension contest of the kingdom? I don't know, man. While I like the idea of an officially sanctioned ascension contest, and while I think that doing that every once in a while would be an interesting way to drum up some interest, you know? I'm not particularly interested in overseeing such a contest, and I don't know that I would want to work with a particular clan on it either. I mean, the reason that clans do those is because clans pool their resources to put together prizes and stuff, and yeah. I have effectively infinite resources in KOL, so I mean, I don't think anybody would be super pissed if I was like, alright, I'm going to create, you know, a few million meat worth of stuff to give to the people that win this contest, as opposed to like pulling it out of the economy. You know, I mean, we could just say we took it from disabled players, and be kind of the same deal. Kethoth says, allow hardcore / Ronin characters to transfer items between Hanks and their mall store and Hanks and their display case. No, everybody always wants that.
Yeah, no,
and nobody can ever have it. Cryptic Daiki says, how chill was Adam Carolla? Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would have to say ice cold. Rannick said, 90% of the content in KOL is free. How do you walk the balance between listening to complaints and just telling people to shut it? Well, sometimes I listen to complaints and sometimes I tell people to shut it. You know, there are all of these arguments on the forums, right? Like, there are people who come to our defense using arguments that we would never, ever use. And it's frustrating to watch that happen. Your complaints are not founded because you're not paying anything to play this game is just kind of a useless argument, right? Like, yeah. It doesn't accomplish anything. Everyone knows it's our game and we're going to be able to do whatever the fuck we want with it, right? And that we're under no obligation to anybody, but everybody should also know that, like, you don't get very far if you constantly piss off your dedicated customers.
I feel like, you know, in terms of complaints, I'm more likely to listen to somebody who's articulate and well thought out and never donated anything than I'm going to be to somebody who has donated $50 and
is a total prick.
Yeah, or, you know, can't spell anything or form a complete sentence or make any sense or something.
I really,
you know, like,
do you think that the art of rhetoric is just dead, or do you think that do you think that the people on the forums who post, not thinking about anybody in particular right now, I'm totally thinking about somebody in particular right now, you know, CD Moyer posted a thing a long time ago that was like examples of a good way to complain about something and a bad way to complain about something, and it just doesn't seem like people know the difference. Like, phrasing it like, ah, you guys fucked up so bad, you retards, I can't believe you're doing this bullshit to me, as opposed to like, eh, this seems kind of annoying, you know, do you suppose a different approach?
Right.
You know, do you think there's like maybe some kind of compromise that makes everybody happy? You know, like people just don't understand how to soften anything. Or maybe, you know, when I was younger, I probably would have said, you know, fuck it. The world would be better if everyone was just honest, right? If everybody just said exactly what they felt all the time. There was probably a time when I thought that, and maybe, you know, maybe it's a good thing there wasn't much of an internet back then, so I didn't get to talk to a lot of people about things.
But you can say the same thing in two very different ways, so that argument doesn't necessarily hold a lot of weight, right?
Sure. But, I mean, I feel like there are people who are like, no, being polite is bullshit for losers and assholes like you. That's what they would say to somebody. I wasn't saying like you, hostile.
I'm just curious what the... you know, this whole, like, it's important to be truthful in everything that you say or do or whatever is an interesting argument, because I don't feel like being polite necessarily means that you're being less than truthful, you know?
I would argue that politeness in a lot of ways is sort of systematic dishonesty, but it's...
Really?
Yeah, I mean... Huh. When you're leaving somebody's dinner party, you know... Politeness dictates you say, well, hey, we should do this again sometime, even if what you're thinking is, God, that fucking sucked. I hope I never see you again. You know?
Well, okay, so politeness where you actually say things that you don't mean, but what you were saying is...
Oh, sure.
Is an example of...
But maybe they think that, maybe the person saying that actually thinks that we're making a big mistake, right? But saying you're making a big mistake is different than... getting your point across without explicitly criticizing us,
but
right?
You could also, I mean, you could also, if you say, I think you're making a big mistake, that's also a lot softer than you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, but nobody reads the first couple words of a sentence.
Period.
Yeah.
Which explains so much why the questions just never make any sense when you read out loud. You know,
God,
I'm just,
damn,
I don't...
my tongue hurts.
I don't feel like... I feel like I'm very much, you know, someone who is very politic about what he says, and I don't feel like I'm lying all the time, mm-hmm. right? Like,
there are those who would say that you are.
Yes, there probably are, because I just don't say a lot of things.
Yeah.
And a lie, like lying by omission, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's also bullshit, right? Because saying absolutely everything that comes to your head is retarded.
Yeah, yeah, you're not really going to make any friends if...
Well, and you're... What makes you think that every thought you have is something that you actually feel
is worth articulating or counts for anything? Like, I don't know. I don't know. There are probably a lot of times when I just sit around thinking out loud, and those are the times when I say stuff that pisses people off, you know. Getting into a lot of arguments about what misogyny is lately. This whole EA Comic-Con ad campaign kerfluffle is really...
I feel like a lot of people probably don't know what that is.
They don't know what a kerfluffle is?
That, and they don't know what the campaign was.
If you've paid attention to gaming media at all, you will have seen this. There was basically this thing where it was a contest to like win a date at Comic-Con with one of the booth girls from the Dante's Inferno game booth. And... there was a set of instructions for entering the contest, and it was like, step one, commit an act of lust by having your picture taken with one of our booth babes. Step two, prove it by sending in a picture via Twitter. Step three, win, or whatever, you know? And there are so many people just freaking the fuck out about this ad campaign, like, somebody ought to lose their job over this. I cannot believe that they thought that it was okay to... encourage the sexual harassment of these poor girls like this.
Was it wrong to hire them in the first place?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot
how
of...
How far back are they going to take that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of... Like, And then they got pissed off because EA didn't really issue an apology. They were like, look, I'm sorry that you took offense to this, but we feel like it's pretty obvious that we weren't asking anyone to do anything illegal. You know, like, are you just not allowed to joke about anything anymore? Like, they you know, that's not them, that's me talking. But, like,
right.
Just, I don't know, man. There are these people... I see a lot of this where it's like, a girl will post something that's like, I went to a con... and I was wearing my Princess Leia gold bikini, and some dude grabbed my tits. What the fuck is wrong with men that they think it's okay? So then in the comments to this, you end up with, like, a couple reasonable people saying, like, okay, the problem is not necessarily society, because I'm pretty sure that 99.9% of the people at that con know that it's not okay to just grab a stranger's tits, no matter what she's wearing, right? The problem is that one asshole, right?
Right.
It is not that the world is a totally hostile place for women in metal bikinis, you know? It is not that, it is not that, like, the patriarchy just looks the other way when this shit happens and society encourages it. It's that that one guy was an asshole, right? But the problem is you end up with the, you know, you end up with, like, one, like, 4chan dick in the comments pretending, like, well, you were asking for it because you wore a gold bikini. You know, what do you expect? Like, and then you get people coming in, like, you get women coming in saying, like, no, you know, it's not, like, you wanted people to look at you or you wouldn't have worn a revealing costume. No, that's not it at all. I just want to be able to express myself by showing 85 to 90% of the skin on my body out in public, even though that is a clear violation of social norms and a clear attempt to draw attention to me, right? But nonsense.
Right, but it's just nonsense. There are lines, right? Like, the grabbing is not okay, but you know, having people stare at you, there's nothing wrong with that. It might make you uncomfortable, but, you know, try wearing that in an Amish community and see how long you can hang out there before that you get asked to leave or whatever. I mean, like,
right.
There are just things that you know, you're going to, the way that you dress is going to have an impact on the way that people interact with you, pretty much, period.
What's weird, like, Zubon from Kill 10 Rats, who normally, you know, I like the stuff that he writes a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you know what, fuck this. They're like, if they were trying to get attention, I think the best thing to do is just not talk about any EA product for a year. Right, which...
Huh. So he's on the side of the people who thinks it's inappropriate?
Yeah. Yeah, and like so inappropriate that it merits immediate and as intense censure as he in his position
can
deliver,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fine. I disagree with what you say,
right,
Zubon, but I will defend to the death your right to say it, right? That's the whole thing, but it's kind of like that. I disagree with what he's saying, but, like, there's nothing wrong with him saying it. I may think... that,
I mean,
the ad campaign is a little tasteless.
Yeah.
But, like, what I don't get is, like, there are people decrying it as inherently sexist, right? Like, even Sorab. Like, I don't know,
so
Sorab about it last night. He was like, it's sexist. I'm like, why is it sexist? And he was
game.
Like, well, there's no way that a girl...
Hold on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but
ahead.
Let's just sort of take it sideways for a second. Let's say we have a game about being a Hasidic Jew, right? It's like The Sims, but instead of, like, just sort of, you know, middle America or whatever, it's like Hasidic Jews. So it's like, you know, having to keep kosher. And, like, maybe this is actually an interesting game, right? Because there's a lot of rules that you have to follow, and if you screw up, you know, maybe it's over.
You don't get into heaven.
Yeah. Right? And you don't know until the end of the game.
Fuck! You went and got a tattoo while I was in the bathroom.
So then at your booth at Comic-Con, you have, like, four Orthodox Jews, you know, who are wearing, like, sort of, like, very obviously Jewish clothing or whatever, and then you have an ad campaign that's like, you know, show us how, you know, Jewish you are or whatever, and, like go pick, get a picture with a Jew, and then show us. Is that offensive, right? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Where I'm trying to go with this? Like,
yeah.
is that offensive? Like, I don't know. It's like, the game is based on this. You know, this is clearly sort of in keeping with sort of what the product is all about.
I don't actually know anything about the game. It is a video game adaptation of Dante's Inferno,
okay,
which, as I recall, did not have anybody being cut in half with a sword. Like, well, did not have,
know.
Say, thousands of people being cut in half by swords by the protagonist, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know.
So, the argument that we were having last night was Sorb felt that the ad campaign was inherently sexist because there is no way that a woman would be interested in it. Like, a straight woman would have no interest in winning the contest. And I said, okay, well, is a contest where the prize is a giant box of tampons inherently sexist because no guy wants it? You know, is a bra advertisement inherently sexist because men don't care about it? Like, no, it's a fucking video game, and men buy video games by and large. So I don't feel like it's sexist to target your marketing at your target market. You know, like, that's kind of what that means. What gets me is that, like, the part of that I find moderately objectionable is that the prize was a date with a woman, right? Because there's no way for that to end well, right? Like, either it's, like, effectively, like, prostitution, or the winner ends up disappointed because he doesn't get to fuck her, right? So, like, there isn't... It just wouldn't be fun for the person that wins, right? It's just going to be, like, awkward and weird.
That's your objection to it.
No, it's just, like, it just seems a little... It seems a little sleazy because only if it was a little sleazy would it have any value. And the implication is that it has some value, right? Like, it just seems like a weird prize. Normally it's like, you know, have dinner with a Playboy playmate. You know what? It's just like, have dinner. You know, it's not like go out on a date with...
Was it go out on a date kids. Or was
that's
it...
That's what it said. Huh. I mean, it was fairly... The language in it was as suggestive as everywhere else. I don't get why nobody cares about that.
So that's not the part that people are objecting to?
Yeah, it's the commit acts of lust. It is the encouraging people. It is the encouraging people to sexually harass women in costumes at a convention when that is already one of the biggest problems facing American society today. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. You know, I feel like, hey, can I get my picture taken with your tits? Is, you know,
it's... I think it's weird how much women are sort of viewed as sex objects in comparison to men, right?
Like, I mean, I don't feel like that's weird at all. I feel like that is an entirely natural consequence of biology.
Yeah, but I mean, we let it be. I mean, there's a lot of biological imperatives that we ignore. You know,
like what?
Reproduction, you know. I feel like birth control, for example, is a pretty ready way for us to avoid sort of what nature intends, right? So, like, why do we let sort of,
I guess, the masculine, so. I don't think that our biological urges are that sophisticated. I don't think that we think of the urge to have sex as an urge to reproduce. I don't think that we're conscious of that. And so I think that we're interpreting it as an urge to have sex, and we're using our intellect to work our way around the consequences that our intellect allows us to perceive for just unfettered instinctual behavior. But, like...
Well, so, but we have the instinct to, you know, ogle attractive women or whatever, but we could intellectually avoid that if it's clearly...
If we believe that it did any harm to anyone.
I mean, clearly there are people that find it problematic, right? So, like, that's where the societal issue comes up, right? Like, there are things that a portion of society has a problem with. Do we, as a society, try to rectify the situation for them, or do we just say, tough cookies?
I mean, I guess it depends on how many of them there are and how much money they have to give to their congressmen and, right. You know,
how, congresswomen.
How influential they are. I'm sorry. I can't vote on this referendum. I'm a woman.
Dear.
That would be funny if it had required a second act of law to allow female congress people to actually have a vote.
Suffrage.
Yeah.
Sufferable suffrage.
Yeah. So that was that. That was after the Twitter and before the Radio Bugbear questions, right?
Yes.
God damn, my tongue still hurts.
You're talking more clearly.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm talking more clearly?
Than ever before.
I think that the reason that I'm talking more clearly, the reason that I'm noticing that my tongue hurts is because talking clearly makes my tongue hurt more.
I see.
But you know what? I'm a professional. I am a performer. I have got to get up here in front of this microphone, and I have got to entertain these people. You want me on this wall, Hot Stuff. You need me on this wall. You want me in the crotch. You need me in the crotch, you asshole. We went rock climbing last night. Sorb kept getting hit in the crotch by his harness.
That was pretty funny. We climbed for like 3 hours. Yeah. It was a long climbing session.
I almost finished a 5-9.
Yeah, you were one move away. And that's all we talk about now, because we're douchebags. Yeah. Oh, but maybe we can take some pictures of hot chicks and be on hotchickswithdouchebags.com.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be enough of a douchebag that I could be on that website. There was some fucking prick with frosted tips at the grocery store yesterday. And a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Although she was dressed like kind of a whore. She must have been a booth girl from Comic-Con.
I didn't actually get to walk the floor this time. Mm. So I didn't actually get to see any of the hot in the booth action.
There's all kinds of jokes that people will be able to make about this, but I find it kind of uncomfortable being around booth girls.
I feel like if they don't have any idea what the hell the product is, I find their presence kind of annoying in that regard. You know, it's that sort of biological, you're attractive to look at, but like intellectually I'm like, I kind of want to talk to somebody who knows what's going on.
Although that said, I did go by the Ebony booth and...
did you?
There was no Ebony booth.
That'd be funny.
God, you know, and like, the number of people out in front of the convention center and headed up the block in every direction from the convention center trying to give stuff away, like, I don't like it when hot girls use, like, sneaky tactics to get your attention.
Like what?
Like, I just, like, stand in front of you and, like, force you to make eye contact and actually talk to them about something.
How is that sneaky?
Right? It's sneaky.
See?
So, there was...
I mean, if they came up and hit you from behind with a bat and then, while you were crumpling down, thrust a flyer in your hand...
I guess what I don't like is my heterosexuality being taken advantage of by barkers. Right?
And Bob Barker.
Yeah, Bob Barker
Some dog named Barker.
Yeah. Somebody whose job is to remove the outer layer of trees.
Oh, yeah. What do I make? Boats.
Like canoes?
Yeah.
Now,
our podcast and/or radio show is so enlightening.
There was the fucking... Like, every once in a while, there'll just be, like, a bunch of hot hippie girls irritating people about Greenpeace.
Yeah. Like,
saw a girl run up to the guy that I was with and say, "You are just the man I've been waiting for. And to talk to about Greenpeace and get you to sign some shit." Like, God damn it. Like, that's lame. That is lame.
It's pretty funny.
To stop somebody with something like, but it's lame.
It's pretty funny. Lame.
I hate it when, like, the idea of seeing a girl in a costume at Comic-Con and saying, "Oh, can I take a picture of you?" That just seems so sleazy to me.
I guess pictures of people that are in funny costumes or in, like,
sure,
really,
but not
really
just like
well, are, you know, well finished ones or whatever, you know, like that.
I mean, I guess that's what they want, right? That's why they wear a costume at Comic-Con. But it's just like, I don't know.
The best thing is when two people who dress up as adversaries meet in the and like in the hallways and start to battle, and then you get to photograph that. Hmm. And one of them is dead at the end.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's the best part of Comic-Con.
Yeah, you know, that's true. If you ever want to know who would win in a fight between two superheroes, you're in the perfect place.
That's true.
To find some kind of resolution to that problem. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, it's weird how in practice I find the whole booth babe thing kind of distasteful, but in theory I'm really mad at anybody who vocally talks about being, like, offended by it.
To be fair, I think it is... So the super hot, like runway model type booth girls or whatever, I think are sort of off-putting because they're almost definitely just not related. They're just hired for this event,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But I think I had pretty clear experience just sort of watching people coming up to our booth, there were so many more people who felt more comfortable coming up to the booth when there were girls in the booth versus when there was just guys.
Sure.
And I feel like it's just women are more approachable in general than
I don't know. Do you really
men.
Think that among the population of Comic-Con, I mean, the nerds walking around there, that, like,
well,
a super hot woman, like, you know, a normal real person in a
yeah.
booth, like, sure, maybe, I can
That's
see that.
That's what I'm saying, though, like, a normal, like, you know, like, how do I put this, like, women are not necessarily as comfortable just coming up to guys that are in a booth, right? They'll be like, eh, I don't want to start anything because I don't want them to think that I'm interested in them or whatever, right? And so that's one pairing where having guys just alone in the booth is disadvantageous, right? Guys are definitely not particular, like, if they're not interested in the product, they're not going to come up to a pair of guys, right? So that's another pairing, right?
Okay.
Girls who see girls in the booth are not put off that way, I don't think. I mean, this is my speculation of the psychology, at least. But, like, numerically, I think you could prove, probably, if you did some studies. And then guys who see girls in the booth that are sort of approachable are totally more likely to just come up just because they're girls, right?
Right.
So, I mean, maybe if you had, like, Brad Pitt in a booth, a lot of this would be thrown out the window, right?
Right.
But
Or like me.
Yes.
You know, minor internet celebrity who is also one of the best-looking men on Earth.
Sure.
Probably top 8, I would say.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I'm the best-looking guy on Earth, but I'm definitely one of the best-looking guys on Earth.
And the most humble.
Yeah, well, one of the most humble.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it's just easier to have... I think it goes back to the, you know, women are attracted to, like, super attractive guys, I guess, but guys in general are just so variable, whereas there's a pretty easily defined set of features that men find attractive in women.
Right? Like boobs.
Well, that's one thing, yes. And that whole waist to hips ratio.
Right? All right, right. Symmetry.
Symmetry. But isn't that across both
that's
genders?
That's across both genders, yeah. But still... I mean, you don't want a girl with, like, one little boob and one huge boob. Yeah, it's
or
like...
Or one little arm and one huge arm,
right.
To be fair.
Or one little arm and one little boob.
One giant eye and one little tiny eye.
One little, two little, three little Indians. Does it go one little, two little, three little, or does it start with 10 little, 9 little, 8 little?
I don't know.
I don't remember that song.
I was thinking of the Agatha Christie.
Yeah, so was I, actually. That was a pretty good book, as I recall.
I was thinking of the play.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the book.
Yeah.
It's like the longest running play. No, that's The Mousetrap, I think. One of these is...
I always wanted to see that play, but then when I got there was like a piece missing, so we never actually got to watch it.
Yeah, that was really disappointing.
Should we start doing Radio Bugbear questions?
Should we do them? Yes. Yes, we should.
Eek, there's a lure in my dupe, says, why are melee and ranged weapons not separated into two categories on the checkbox autocell page? I think that distinction came about after that checkbox autocell page was made. And I'm going to say that that's a thing that will get fixed in a larger interface rejiggering.
Sure.
Casey Wiederman says, the earthquakes in the kingdom have generated a massive amount of speculation and anticipation. Bug or feature? Feature turned out to be just a prediction of a bunch of disdain and complaining. These are from a while ago.
Yeah. A week ago, in fact.
Mr. Rar says, could you please clarify on whether the 48-hour rule in chat actually applies, / hardcore starts to suck when many mods start pestering everyone to use Smurf instead of Rocksnake? There is no 48-hour rule.
There was a time after NS13.
Not even after NS13, really. Like, after Ascension...
Was it just Ascension?
I think so. I don't even think we said anything after NS13. For like a week or 2 weeks after Ascension, there was a 48-hour no-spoiler policy. There is no 48-hour rule. That was years ago.
That said, spoilers in open chat are still...
Yeah, spoilers in open chat, but I don't consider hardcore open chat.
And also talking about stuff that's happening to everybody is also...
Yeah, it's not a spoiler.
It depends on what you're saying. You know, like, if suddenly there was, like, some sort of secret attack combination that would make the Rocksnakes turn into, like, the hippopotami.
And they haven't figured that out yet?
Yeah, no, I guess not. But, here's the secret combo, then that would be a spoiler. But just saying, oh my god, Rocksnake, you know, I think that's...
I don't even know. I mean, you know, do you think it was a spoiler? Do you think it was during Crimbo, say? Do you think that figuring out that you could use the cash on the penguins, I think that was a spoiler to say that? Because I feel like that's something that you could say, oh, check out what I just found, you know? I mean,
yeah,
to me...
Yeah, that's a tough call, right?
To me, it's like if...
If it's... well, that's the thing. If it's a puzzle that everyone recognizes as a puzzle, then giving out the solution takes away from everybody's enjoyment. If it's not a puzzle, but just sort of something that's like not obvious or hidden.
But if it's something that you're talking about, that you are, you feel like there is a chance that you are the first person who has discovered
right. This
thing that you could do. Like, I feel like not being able to talk about that in chat, like not letting people talk about something like that, would be kind of a dick move. That was quite a yawn.
Yeah,
that yawn went on quite a ways into the time when you should have been replying to what I said. Hurricane writes, can you guys avoid rolling stuff out at times other than rollover? It's annoying for people who've already burned their turns. There's a forum thread about this. I don't feel like we have any responsibility to roll all new content out at rollover.
In fact, at some points it's particularly disadvantageous for us to do so. Because we have to, like, especially stuff that we need to keep an eye on, having to stick around
for hours.
Super late after rollover is rough.
Like, so, I mean, I'm sorry, you know? I feel for somebody who just played all of their turns and then some new content rolls out. I really do. But, you know, it'll still be there tomorrow.
That's, yeah. There is no time that we will do any one-day stuff.
That is less than an entire day.
That is less than an entire day. Yeah. That we have not screwed up in some way, basically.
XYM says, hey, Jake, haven't played in a while. I'm guessing that person came back because of the event. Let's see. Ah, damn it. I've lost my ability to continue to be logged in. There was apparently a problem where the rock snake did not have a pronoun, and now it does.
Problem solved! Only 1 week later.
No, it did when I checked.
Oh, I see.
Whoa, what's all this? A lot of wiki edits. Royal Tonberry says, have you ever thought about splitting the terrarium into rooms and let the player decide which familiar should go into which rooms? It would make it easier to find familiars in there.
It's like shelves for the terrarium. I guess there are so many familiars now.
Yeah.
I can understand that desire.
Yeah.
We could just get a shotgun and just shoot the familiars you no longer want.
Yeah. Put them in the bedroom. Severo says, I wanted to thank you for introducing me to Frontalot's music. The first few times you played him on the radio, I didn't particularly care for it, but now I quite like it. I also wanted to thank you guys for the radio shows all these years. I've been listening to the archives from the start constantly for the past few months. I'm finally up to 08. Riff has a cute laugh, by the way. Well, that's not the only thing on Riff that's cute.
The seahorse. The seahorse is very cute.
That was the worst impression.
Yeah, shut up.
Of that guy. That
whatever.
I'm not saying, you know, I do terrible impressions a lot of the time. My Charlton Heston is legendarily bad. Chef Bob 27 says, I hear you guys throw around the term meta humor. What exactly is it? I mean, when I use meta humor, it's usually like a joke about a joke.
The joke that you made earlier was kind of meta humor.
Which one was that?
I can't vote on this.
I can't vote on this referendum. I'm a woman. Yeah, okay. So that was kind of a meta joke because it was about a joke that was itself
about
a meta joke about a brain teaser, yeah. Sort of. Or a cautionary parable. You know, the knock knock, who's there, banana who, knock knock, who's there, banana who, knock knock, who's there, banana who, knock knock. Who's there? Orange. Aren't you? Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? That's kind of a meta knock-knock joke.
Right, because it relies on...
Right, and then the like, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
See, I'm done.
Yeah.
I finished that.
See, now nobody gets to hear the awesome knock-knock joke. Let's do it for real. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Moo!
Yeah, see, that's not funny.
That's a meta joke. It is funny.
No.
That is funny. I did not hear that joke until I was like... I had 25. And it was still funny to me, even at that age.
I've actually got a really good knock-knock joke.
Oh, do you?
Okay, you just go ahead and start.
Yeah. No, I knew that one. I knew that one when I was a kid. All right, I got a knock-knock joke for you. You start.
Yeah.
That was a good one, too. That is also a meta joke.
What about Moo Knock Knock?
Who's there?
Preemptive Cow.
Did you make that up just then?
No, well, I made it up like a couple years ago, but that was my creation, yeah.
Or you could say a cow who's about to go back in time.
Time traveling cow. Yeah.
I think that's better.
This is where the magic happens, people. Yeah.
You'd have to, when they said time traveling cow who, you'd have to be able to make some spaceship noises or something. Casey Wiederman says, Adam Carolla is no longer invited to my birthday party.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's rough. Rend Vermin says, how about adding bacon as a food, but not having it involved in any cooking recipes? It'll maintain its purity and let you rant at people that will inevitably beg for it to cook with absolutely everything. Nami says, scientists of loathing, do they study the best ways to maim and destroy adventurers? Oh, yeah. Texmurf says, make it possible to slash examine equipped items. Having to unequip the scratch and sniff sword to examine it defeats the purpose. Yeah, I can see that. That should be a pretty easy fix. Texmurf, submit a bug report to C.D. Moyer.
Oh, God.
Come on, just do it.
No, his bug report list is gargantuan.
Inferno Hero says, what happens when you lose to Ed's fourth or fifth form? When you come back to fight, do you fight that one or start over at the first one? You start over at the first one. Yeah. If you start at the first one, that's a pretty good stat boost from a monster, right?
Eh, not really. I don't think anybody would do it.
Because it takes...
each form taking a turn.
Turns, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
Oh, and then he sent me a link to something that Tom Green was doing. It seemed time sensitive. Right at 42 says, shouldn't the villainous Scythe get a bonus south of the border? After all, it's just reap, 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 and drive home. You know, Scully might have actually answered some of these.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, because I forgot that the fucking internet at the other condo. God damn, that apartment sucked.
Somebody must have kicked the cable modem. Like, it was a physical problem.
I went and looked at it, and I didn't see.
The cable was out of the back. You couldn't have power cycled.
I did power cycle.
Did you take the battery out?
No, but I got it to turn off.
No, not if I had the battery in it.
I got it to turn off, man. I'm telling you.
The cable modem.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I got it to at least restart and go through all the connection phase again. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't. Anyway, I reset it and it was fine. You know what it was? Is you were alone in the condo. Maybe. Maybe it was the wireless rebelling against your presence. Hmm. Are you reading questions?
Yeah, I was scrolling down to the newer questions.
Oh, I see.
Ziggy Zagnut says, Jake, you had asked a while back about how hard it would be for an unascended Mist class to beat Uber Hodge. We've done the math, and unless there's something missing, you need to be level 478. This includes having the best gear possible. This is why I had asked for a weapon, etc., that switched HP and MP. This would allow Mist classes to last a little bit longer against Hodgman, opening up a new realm of strategy, and just saying.
Well, was that way back before we fixed the jump bug?
I don't think
so. You asked that...
No, I think this is probably in the current setup.
I don't think you can get to level 478.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's gonna be a integer limit before that.
Artie FM says melodramamine and extra strength melodramamine have identical item descriptions. You did that on purpose. How could you? What with the baby coming and Aunt Edna dying and all.
That's pretty funny.
Truffles Farmer says, hey, Jake, can we get away from oxyclasses to breathe underwater without diving equipment? He comes from the R.A. Salvatore school of spelling the word breathe, which is to spell it B-R-E-A-T-H.
I don't think you're allowed to make fun of a typo.
I don't think that's a typo. I think there's a lot of people who think that breathe is spelled without an E. So it's just B-R-A-T-H-E, yeah. John Rahman says, what about a path or ascension where being beaten up costs you the rest of your turns for the day? Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
I feel like it would just be more... you'd end up being more careful. We've had that kind of suggestion and the permanent death suggestion. Mm-hmm. Where it just reboot your...
Where it actually deletes your account and empties your bank account.
Yeah.
Wow, you think this helicopter's going to crash into this building? Now I'm actually kind of worried that this helicopter's going to crash into this building.
It's, like, way high in the sky.
What? I know, but you know, one thing that you can say about what goes up is that it must come down, sir. Okay, I guess it's not going to crash into the building.
I feel like there have been...
Remember that time that helicopter crashed into that building we were in?
No.
Yeah, I'm just making that up. I don't remember it either.
I feel like there have been a number of probes into space.
Now it's swinging right toward us.
Did not come down.
All right. Probably not going to hit the building.
This is a good radio.
Yeah, well. Let's see. Ayakal says, Rocksnake, are half your users idiots? Is it a Pokemon reference? Is the wiki admin biased unreasonably? Or is the Earth really out to rape us? Or that should have been and, not or, since it's several questions, not alternative possibilities. Are half your users idiots? I don't know. Is it a Pokemon reference? No. There is... Unless Riff writes something, it's not a Pokemon reference, because Riff is the only one among us that knows a damn thing about Pokemon. Is the wiki admin biased unreasonably? I don't know. Is the Earth really out to rape us? I mean, I think just as a general rule, yes.
And that explains the whole needles portion of Canyonlands, right?
Right. Okay, so I remember reading something about Scully reading this question, which was, could we get a button to collapse the logs for a clan dungeon? He put that on the list of things to do.
I see.
Truffles Farmer says, hey guys, any chance you could tell me, a hopeful game designer, what KOL is coded in? It is PHP running with a MySQL backend. Captain Spam says, after the comet, the strange weather pre-NS13, and this earthquake thing, the scientists of loathing predicting no problems with things are not very trustworthy. Almighty Sapling also asking if there are any sort of reference to Onyx or Pokemon at all. My Pokemans, let me not make references to them to you. Let's see. Sorry, reading through questions. Hoopity says, I had a weird dream last night and was wondering if you could help decipher it. I made out in a van with my girlfriend's mother, but we were caught by the father. The mother was my girlfriend's actual mother, but the father was played by John Goodman. So yeah, riddle me that. I don't know, maybe you secretly want to make out with Roseanne Barr in a van. Or Rosanna Dana in a bar.
I guess my question is your girlfriend's mother actually attractive? I dated a girl once who...
Who you would have dated her mom?
No, I told her that her mom was really hot.
Uh-huh. Did she get angry about that?
She was kind of sketched out by that. But it was true. I mean, I was like, you know, there's that whole adage, you know, if you want to see what your girlfriend's going to be like, you know, 20 years from now, look at what her mother looks like or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right.
The pretentious artist's wife's mother is pretty hot.
Yeah. Indeed.
And her father kind of looks like John Goodman.
That's weird.
That is weird.
They don't own a van.
He doesn't really look that much like John Goodman. You know, but her brother owns a van.
That's true.
The band van. Too many coincidences.
Yeah, it's weird.
Let's see. Starwed says, pirate karaoke bugged? It says you're tipsy when completely sober. Captain Kirk says, I was listening to the last radio show and you forgot that Stuart, the sheepish gesture, still has no pick either. I swear I drew one.
That was also something that Scully put on the
to-do
list. And no, I've bugged you about it like a dozen times.
I feel like I've drawn it, though. I feel like I keep drawing it. I feel like I keep having drawn it.
I don't know.
Linguini Lad says, have you ever seen any hoboglyphs in real life? I don't think that I have.
I probably have and just didn't know it.
Genus Sage, Ace Attorney, says, yeah, Odtacon.
No pick. Stuart.
Taco N. Has already ended, and while you guys are awesome, I agree, not the place for you guys, although there is a gaming section. Do you suppose the...
You know what else doesn't have one?
At a cosplay convention, the...
Wumpus hair. Oh, wow, that doesn't even have a...
What?
That doesn't have... There are a couple... We need to... I don't know when the next Halloween is, but we need to pick up some slack, because we are missing a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, Riff needs to do that for the...
Wow. Got like five completely empty stuff.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Five outfits with no Halloween?
Yeah. And like, besides no art, also no encounter.
Huh. Well.
I'm going to look at the calendar and see when that's coming up. Because, geez.
Uruud Sini says, is it possible to have special holiday adventures not appear when there's one turn of absinthe-minded left?
No. So you can screw up your absinthe-minded things with that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does, but... those things are going to end up being such a clusterfuck of exception cases that God knows what will be broken, you know? I don't know. Maybe it would be less of a big deal if we did that. But, you know, they also would want it to not happen if you were going to get a...
Two weeks till the next Halloween.
2 weeks. Roughly. 2 weeks.
Roughly.
Texmurf says, BlackBerry Polite currently has no use message. Mysterious. That must have been... I don't know who wrote that.
August 11th.
Guessing it was Scully. Yeah, right. Leave Riff a note.
Yeah, I'm going to make a big...
Ping him. Lucifer Standard says, good job getting the comeback anytime from Adam Carolla. Would you? You did very well, I thought. Yeah, I think he was just being polite. Hot Stuff was all trying to book me again before we even left. And I got embarrassed and ran away. Pachinkoid says, Jick, by scientists, do you mean insufficiently advanced wizards? Yes. Well, I sure wish there was somebody doing the radio show with me.
I'm doing work.
You should work faster so that you can keep being on the radio. We could also play a song.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind taking a brief break.
We're going to go old school. And then we're going to go new school. No, we're going to keep going old school. This is going to be a super old school music break. All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Take no jam on your bread, just a supper of salt and a waltz through your empty bed. And all at once it came to me, and I wrote and hunched till 4:30. But that vestal light, it burns out with the night. In spite of all the time that we spend on it, on one bedraggled ghost of a sonnet, well, outside the wild boar's root, without bending a bow underfoot, oh, it breaks my heart, I don't know how they do it. Derailed that disaster. He said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the great plains, keen and lovely and awful, you late the lost great American novels. An unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze flood lit. But at least they didn't run to their undying credit.
can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just your imagination. Day after day, it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear.
Bing, 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 bing
That was totally not the version of Overkill that I meant to play, but it's pretty good. I think it might have been live. Do anything interesting during the break?
Did I?
What are you drinking?
Sort of a giant glass of limoncello.
Huh. You trying to not have to take it home with us?
No, there's no way. I mean, there is a way, but that would be awkward.
We gotta get some dinner
after
this, but...
Yeah.
The only thing that I want to eat is Novocaine popsicles.
For the soul.
Now that I went without talking for like 8 minutes, it's hard for me to...
Start again,
yeah.
Have some more medicine. Oh, you didn't get enough medicine.
Yeah, I forgot to get more medicine.
I can help you.
Yeah, you want to go grab me a little pint jar? The flask of medicine that you need. Russer Butter says, is there a reason Harpoon doesn't work against a watertight seal considering you're in a bubble of water? That's a good question. It's not actually underwater because I didn't want like the drop penalties and stuff to apply. But yeah, I should probably make Harpoon work.
Some sort of special case.
Make me a note of that if you don't mind. But do it while you're talking in a way that's entertaining on the podcast. Seriously, sorry about...
Abbreviate this A-N-U-S.
Sorry, folks, about my voice being so weird. This is really genuinely deeply unpleasant.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I don't know. I was like, I'm hungry, but there's nothing to eat. I'll eat my own flesh. And my tongue was just the easiest to get to. Yeah. Your suggestion was that I tell people on the radio that I was trying to avoid saying something bad about someone.
Yes.
And it was really bad.
Oh. So that was added.
Even gargling whiskey doesn't help. Imagine the problem. Imagine a problem so severe that gargling whiskey doesn't solve it.
Yeah, we're still within the realm, I think, of stuff that Scully got to.
Are we?
So
on 27th. I mean, there were a lot of like...
Oh, no, maybe not. 27th.
Replies to his stuff, you know.
Yeah, never mind.
Clubberick says, in all honesty, I don't have a problem with the rock snake, but are they supposed to be puttyable? You know, I freaked out when I saw that they were puttyable and I made them unputtyable, but then I was like, nah, it's fine. It's all like whatever and shit. No, Enam says, what is with familiars 83 through 88? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's six of them. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
Hrag says, how long has it been since Slash U's works on familiar hatchlings? A while. Tom93 says, nice job on the Adam Carolla show, Jick. Yeah, glad I didn't bite my tongue before that show.
God, that would have been unpleasant.
Yeah. I'm so happy that you found that picture.
It's not that I found it. I had to contact Donnie and have
Yeah, but I'm so
it.
Glad that you did it. I'm so glad that you know, you're a pal. You get the job done. and quality is job one.
Got her done.
Yep. You got it on. We got it on. No choice but to get it on, and we got it on. Which really, given that there was no choice.
Do you think Adam Carolla watched the documentary?
I doubt it. I really very much doubt it.
We watched his movie.
Should have told him that. You know, whatever. I got a picture of me with Adam Carolla.
It's true.
I'm taller than him.
Did you look at the picture?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really examine it very closely.
Yeah, I looked at it and I was all like, I got all giddy. Let's see. Prankster says, Skullhead just told someone to eat a bag of dicks. I say dicks don't come in bags. How come, you ask?
dicks don't come in bags.
How do they come, you ask? That's... And he says, all over your face.
That's pretty funny.
I forgot. How come, you ask? How do they come, you ask? Those are two different sentences. Balanced Tour says, after hearing Mr. Skullhead get annoyed at yet another request for gender selection for familiars, I had the thought that it might be a neat idea for a side quest that involved a familiar item that spawned one of two or more familiars, and the familiar spawned would shape how the quest occurred. Yeah. Also, any truth to the rumor I just started that the floaty sand will be used to move or reorganize Seaside Town, as Jake has mentioned wanting to do.
Huh.
Also, the PDF of the Choose Your Own Adventure crashed Firefox on my work PC as well. It worked fine at home under Safari. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
It's as far as I know, it's the exact same.
I
think it's the PDF from Choose Your Own Adventure 3 was made with the same program on a different computer, though.
Hmm.
So I don't know, but it should be the same. It shouldn't be problematic.
Ziltank says, speaking of core familiars being obscure, the blood-faced volleyball takes a non-obvious interaction between two hermit items now. Is it clued anywhere? It is. Well, no, it's not.
It might be... Oh, no, those are the tower familiars.
Yeah, the volleyball's not a tower familiar. I mean, the volleyball's not necessary, right? Like,
It's a core mechanic.
Core mechanic McCarthy?
I remember, you know... finding stuff out from the game by looking at stuff other people had equipped, you know? I feel like that was a lot more relevant back when the volleyball was the only volleyball, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it does deserve some hintage. But it's also, its effect is also pretty subtle, because you're not going to understand what it's doing unless you're paying attention. Right? Like, if you're not really tracking how many stats you're gaining... the volleyball's actions are going to be kind of complete mystery. I feel like...
you get the message right before you get the stats.
Sure. But especially a low-weight volleyball is just adding very little.
Well, it's adding at least one.
Right, but because of the way they're distributed, it's really hard to keep track. And because of the way the stat days impact stats... like, there's all kinds of ways in which that could easily be very confusing.
Sure. You know,
the leprechaun is a lot more obvious... the fairy's pretty unobvious, too, actually. Because you don't even see numbers there.
Yeah.
That's probably the least obvious.
I don't know.
Huh. How did people figure it out at all?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
Some crazy
maybe
spading.
Maybe nobody knows. Oh, God damn it, my tongue hurts. There's a lot of familiars available in the flea market for very little meat.
That's true. And they're categorized by familiar.
They are. So is the mall now, though.
That's true.
Let's look at familiars in the mall.
Yeah, I'll look them up in the flea market.
I already did look them up in the flea market.
Oh.
Oop. Apathargic Bandersnatch is 10 million meat.
That's good. That's something that was recent that is appreciated in value.
Yep. Bad Penguin Egg is still the same price as a Mr. A.
Perhaps it was overinvested.
Yeah, it definitely was overinvested. Huh. Mr. A's are 5.5 million now.
Yeah, they've inflated a bit.
Huh. RDFM says, Scully's hot dog vendor meta joke last week, can you help me reach Nirvana, was good, but I prefer the super meta version wherein the Zen Buddhist goes up to the hot dog vendor and says, hey, do you have Dave Grohl's old phone number? P.S. Hey guys, love the show. RDFM has to say that every time. To Ubernuber says, so, Jack, how is it that there were call-ins during the recording of Adam's podcast? Well, they put a thing out on the Twitter that says, hey, call in with Skype, and then Donnie screens the calls and then taps to people in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't really see what was going on in the control room.
It's they have a secondary laptop. They're recording the show on a desktop machine. And they have a laptop over to the side, and it's running Skype, and people call in. And they call in and basically get put on hold. Like, they're like, hey, do you have a question? Okay, what's your question? And then, like, he writes it down, and then they get put on hold until an appropriate time. And then they get clicked back in, and they get to ask their question. So they can queue up, an arbitrary number of calls on hold, basically.
That's weird. You can hold Skype calls and leave them open in Skype. I did not know that.
Yep.
Miniz says, why do I get couldn't find an appropriate monster in the zone exiting after using Herald's Bell and the bodyguard bats? Well, because there is a weird case with the boss bat area where it's like a zone, which most boss encounters aren't in actual zones. But what happens there is you, Herald's Bell or Cracker or Popper or whichever it is. Cracker. No, Popper. You Popper the monster. And so if the bodyguard is removed from the queue, it tries to pick a monster, but the only monster in the zone other than the bodyguard is the boss bat, who cannot show up because of his conditional. And that's the only place in the game where it is possible for that to happen. And so that's the only place that it ever does happen. What we need to do is just make the bodyguard bats, mark them as bosses, so that they can't be poppered or crackered. Go ahead and do that, actually.
You think?
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Do I just mark them as boss monster?
Yeah, just click the little checkbox that says boss monster.
Okay.
Bazfum says, you guys posted a booklet formatted PDF of the first Choose Your Own Adventure. Can we get them for the rest? It's nice to be able to have a printed copy around to show to people who ask about KOL. I don't know what that means. I don't want to crash my browser by opening it. Fucking Adobe is some bullshit. I'm also running Firefox 2. Hey, hot stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to upgrade to Firefox 3?
No.
Where is that at? Images.kingdomofloathing.com/CYOA. What's the booklet formatted? Oh, did we lay out the pages ourselves?
In
the first one?
I have not looked at the super old ones.
Wow, the first one was really short.
The font size was like 8-point font.
Hmm. It wasn't 5-point fun.
It was not 5-point fun.
We went to the rock gym last night, and some of the easy routes were labeled 5.fun. There were some fun routes that were hard. There were some hard routes that weren't any fun, either. There were some really hard routes. I hurt my hand. My hand did some weird shit that I've never had to do before, where some bones were sliding around in ways that they're not supposed to slide around in. I was afraid that I was going to wake up and part of my hand would just be on fire. But it didn't happen. Inferno Heroes. Yeah, so Bazfum, I have no idea what you're talking about. Because as far as I know, all of them are in the same format that the first one is in. Inferno Hero wrote, so I'm about to listen to the Jick/Adam Carolla podcast, and while the 80 megabyte file is downloading, I don't know why that initially went up as an 80 megabyte file. I was reading comments. There was a lot of negativity, but all of it was directed at the UFC asshole and for the podcast getting released late. Congratulations, Jick, you're not a fuck up. All the comments about you were things like, he's a cool dude. Yeah, somebody said I was a cool dude. Somebody said I was funnier than about half of the guests on the podcast. And that my nice, understated sense of humor was a good compliment to Adam's style. I should become a permanent guest on that podcast. I could be like the Ed McMahon, only still alive. I could be like the Andy Richter. Not now, maybe later, says, are the lower spells going to get cost reductions? Not now, maybe later. Dryhad says, why are love songs potions that can be also be used in combat, but hairspray is a combat item that can also be used as a potion? because Hairspray is important as a combat item.
Yeah.
Handy Smurf says, Jick, do you think God is as frustrated with you as you are with us? I sometimes wonder what it would be like if God was one of us. You know, just a slob like one of us, just like a stranger on the bus. That's what I wonder sometimes. You know who else wonders that?
No.
Joan Osborne.
Yeah.
Be funny if Kelly Osborne covered that song and it was just a bunch of shrieking and being a fat bitch. What do you suppose that would sound like? Just a recording of someone being a fat bitch. Just a lot of, like, yelling at subordinates and eating cake. Hey, wait, you're a subordinate. I should yell at you and eat some cake. And then we'll listen to the podcast and see what it sounds like. And we'll know.
Like that.
That's what it would sound like.
Well, because also with your tongue problems.
Oh, right, yeah. If I was eating cake and trying to yell at you at the same time, yeah, that would hurt a lot. Although I could eat cake that was sprinkled with cocaine.
I don't think you could do that and have it, too.
Cake-cane?
Cake-cane. Your new bakery is going to be really popular.
Heroin was a registered trademark of Bayer. That was pretty funny. I mean, yeah. Not really funny. Like, haha.
And it was only changed with the Treaty of Versailles. So, I mean, I'm wondering if they were selling heroin over the counter.
I think they were.
In World War I.
I think that they were. You never saw those ads? Cough syrup with heroin?
No.
Yeah. You can look it up. Just look up, like, ads for heroin. Back when Coca-Cola had a, you know, cocaine in it, and it was like, drink this and you'll be great. Drink this so you can work more, so you can make more money at the turn of the century factory where we make coal smoke. That's what they made, right? Like, that's what the Industrial Revolution was all about, like being able to actually manufacture coal smoke instead of having to burn coal.
Huh. Aspirin, heroin, lysitol, and salafin.
Yeah, Lysol was originally a douche.
Lysitol.
Yeah, but I'm saying Lysol was originally a douche.
That seems like a terrible idea.
It really does.
Wow, the names of all of these drugs are crazy. Like, Aristol,
there would be nothing worse than if you had, like, a girlfriend who, instead of labia, she had pickled ginger.
Heroin's a sedative for coughs.
Yeah. That would be the worst possible thing.
If what?
If instead of labia, your girlfriend had pickled ginger. Because it would be like she'd been douching with Lysol. Because pickled ginger tastes like Lysol.
I don't agree.
You and you're not agreeing with any of my assessments about things. Like when I said that the reason that I don't like...
I don't agree with your assessment about my agreements with your assessments.
And the reason that I don't like Hefeweizen is because it tastes like WD-40.
First of all, why are you drinking Lysol on WD-40?
I'm not. I'm smelling them. I can smell them. I know what they smell like, right? You know? Like, I know what Absorbine Junior smells like. So if there was a
Absorbine Junior?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Absorbine Junior is like, it's an athlete's foot remedy that doesn't do a goddamn thing. I think they finally had to stop putting on it that it was an athlete's foot remedy. Because it was an athlete's foot remedy in the same way that, you know,
dirt.
Yeah, yeah. The shoes are an athlete's foot remedy. Like, and it was this, like, green stuff. It has a really distinctive smell.
I see. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah. You know, I forget sometimes. I was just plagued with athlete's foot.
Wow,
as,
really?
As a younger man. Yeah, like...
Is it because you were so athletic?
Yeah. No, it was, yeah. No, I was constantly hitting the showers. After practice. Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. You know, like, for a long time, I feel like my dad and I kept passing the same case of athlete's foot back and forth, and, like...
You had a case of it? That's disgusting.
I know. I'm like, why did we buy this? I know it was a good deal, and it was like, we were real excited because it was the first time we'd ever been to Costco, but, like... terrible idea. Yeah. Anyway, I just had a horrible athlete's foot for years and years and years, and then I was like, hey, I got an idea, and I stopped wearing shoes. So, kids, if you got athlete's foot, just wear flip-flops for like a few months, and if somebody gives you shit about them not being stylish enough, which nobody would, because all the frat boys with their frosted tips are wearing flip-flops every fucking wear, making me look like an asshole for buying them, making it so I could go to the store and the only decent flip-flops I gotta cut the giant fucking Mossimo tags off of.
Do you ever see the website stinkymeat.com?
Yes.
And then do you see the follow-up?
The Stinky Feet project, yeah, where he goes to the beach with the big bags wrapped around his feet.
Well, he does everything with bags wrapped around his feet, except for going to the YMCA, where he walks in the communal showers and like rubs his feet on the floor. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Yeah, that was a gross project.
Stinky Meat, man. That was the height of the internet, really. I think it's just been downhill since then.
Stinky Meat project was pretty good. That was when it was really interesting. Like, anyone could do anything that was marginally interesting, and like they were good. You know, we could probably pull off stuff like that now and get some attention for it. I mean, I feel like I feel like you and I have the follow through to actually do a lot of shit in a longer time span.
Yeah, I guess
you know,
the trebuchet.
Yeah, you know, the trebuchet actually worked. Like, you know, the limoncello. You know, we did the whole cherry thing. You know, like
we got a new idea for our project though. We got to figure out how to make
these brandy
infused dry.
They're like brandied cherries that were port infused, and they were so good though. We should ask before we leave.
We should have breakfast there.
We should get up early and have breakfast at Cafe Chloe again. If you're in San Diego, fucking eat at Cafe Chloe. And if you have athlete's foot, wear flip-flops on the way to Cafe Chloe. By the time you get back, your athlete's foot will be gone, and your belly will be full of just fucking delicious arugula with vinaigrette. Oh, God, and poached
eggs.
You're
never going to be able to run for president now.
I know. Because I like arugula. Yeah.
Because that screwed Obama out of the presidency.
Yeah, it did. It did. He let that and the fact that he's not an American citizen.
Yeah.
And that he's a terrorist.
And he called the Cambridge police stupid. So great.
I did not actually hear. All I saw was the apology.
Yeah,
he said,
I got to think that the Cambridge police would be pretty stupid to arrest a man in his own home. When it's been proven that it's his own home or whatever. For trespassing in his own home. Yeah, something like that. It was like, which, you know, he apologized later, but come on. Pretty fucking stupid to arrest a guy.
Yeah.
To arrest a guy who is, God, fucking stupid.
He's breaking into his own house, right? He was breaking into his own house.
I guess.
And he was black.
Yeah.
It's not surprising that the cops showed up. It is surprising that he actually got arrested.
Yeah.
Like, that, it was seriously, like...
I mean, maybe he was being antagonistic, but he was being harassed by the police at his own house. And he had proven that it was his own house.
Was he being antagonistic?
Do you think the cop could tell the picture apart? Like, maybe he's, you know, all these African-Americans look the same to me.
Right. So they had an APB out on another black guy, and they just thought it was him.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why a lot of Asians get arrested for stuff. No. The problem is, if one Asian got arrested, they would all be fucked.
Yeah, so they all have to... They have a pact to never commit any crimes in sight of anybody else.
Yes. Yeah, or any cameras. they only sneak into the room while you aren't there and pee in your Coke.
So they're kind of like elves that make shoes,
or cookies.
Yeah,
Yell fudge cookies.
But they show pictures, like there are entire commercials where you see the elves making.
No,
cookies.
That's the
Keebler elves.
Yeah, but they're it's a cartoon.
What?
The actual Keebler elves are hideous, and so nobody would buy the cookies.
It's just a dramatization in the commercials.
Yeah, it's.
Wow, you know they don't advertise their deceptions in the advertisements.
No, seriously, you would not want those cookies if you saw how they made them. Are you choking to death on...
Yeah, on medicine.
You're stealing some of my medicine, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Melonheld says, playing through the Hidden City would be much easier if there were a button like the one in the Oasis to adventure in the adjacent square after combat. I don't know about that. Which one's the adjacent square? We'd have to define a path through it. It would... The Hidden City's going to change a little bit.
It's going to become even more hidden.
It's true. We're gonna make it so the unlock process for the Hidden Temple is even more difficult. It's not difficult now. It's just annoying. Elfin says, you guys said a while ago that you'd planned out the level 13 or 14 quests. Now that there's no NS-15, care to share a few details? Well,
I think we'll still do this quest.
We had not planned out the level 13 and 14 quests. We just sort of had broader content settings in mind.
Yeah, we've put some stuff in place already for some of it.
Yeah, one of them is no longer going to be the level 14 quest. One of them is going to be a bigger, more interesting thing.
And one of them is still...
One of them I'm thinking about putting in at levels 13 and 14, just as the, like, you know... Like, just as some interim content between...
Yeah, yeah.
Because what'll be nice about that is we've got, you know, a set of rewards in Hobopolis and Slime Tube, and then we're like, okay, we do these, but, like, 75% as powerful as those, and that's the drops for in here, you know? And, you know, with normal equip requirements, so...
Right.
Those will become things that you can... And, you know, maybe some interesting consumables or whatever, like... Yeah. Fineldar says, so, why is Hot Stuff so gay? He's the only one of the crew without a significant other. He never talks about girls, and he said he would enjoy a conversation with an interesting girl and didn't say anything about fucking her. He goes to the gym all the time, where the homos hang out. When are you going to meet a nice girl, settle down, and get me some grandchildren, hmm? Your mother is worried about you. Jake says he likes middle school girls, and we all know that when men make their choice to be gay, they also choose to be pedophiles. I've seen a guy sing the gay contract and get his Cher album in bike pants. I know how this shit goes down. Okay, that last joke might have gotten away from me a little bit. Also, Hot Stuff went to MIT and Harvard and taught at Harvard? Why the fuck is he working with you guys?
No, I taught at MIT.
I ask myself that all the time. So you went to Harvard, you took a class at Harvard, you took classes at Harvard.
I basically took almost all my philosophy classes at Harvard.
Okay. Hot Stuff doesn't like to talk about his personal life.
I just avoid talking about it.
He's a private person. He's secretive.
I've had several recent long-term relationships that I just didn't talk about on the radio.
Because they were with 5-year-old boys?
No.
And you didn't want to get arrested?
Sigh.
You can't really have that long a term a relationship with a 5-year-old boy, because eventually he won't be 5 anymore, and then you'll lose interest.
Correct. I never talk about girls. That's just not true.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we talk about girls pretty frequently, and you offer your insights into why you like girls that are actually dudes.
I forget which dialogue it is, but there's a really interesting dialogue about...
Like one of Plato's dialogues?
I wasn't sure if it was Plato or Aristotle or whatever, but it's... Or Plato writing as Socrates. I can't remember which one it is, but it's discussing the merits of women versus young boys.
Hmm.
And it's just like, everybody presents their arguments or whatever, and then... Young boys just win hands down.
What if Homer had made a figurine of Socrates out of Play-Doh? And...
Yeah.
Homer. Dough. What are the arguments for why young boys are better?
I don't remember.
Because they're not all bitches and shit.
I don't remember. That might be the same.
They don't be all like, why were you out so late?
That might be the same dialogue where
like,
they have
can
the
I have some candy?
The whole conception of men and women as having been split from the same creature, and we're looking for our second halves. In Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Wow. Stuttering. In Hedwig and the Angry Inch, they recount that dialogue in a song. Do you know what I'm talking about? You've seen it. You didn't like it.
I was really drunk when I saw it. I didn't like it at all.
It's you know, it's not my favorite, but it's got some merits. why don't you like musicals?
I think it's because I dig chicks.
That's a cop-out answer. You like the musical episode of Buffy?
I didn't like it.
You wanted to not like it. And you didn't not like it.
That's true. You know, I mean, I like Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
I like the South Park movie.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's not that I dislike musicals as a format. I think I just... And, you know, like we talked about this when I was in New York, right? I went to Gabby's thing. And that music, I was like, okay, I could see a play, and if it had songs in it like this, that would be okay, because the songs are interesting and relevant to my way of thinking or whatever. I kind of don't care about what most of the musicals that are popular are about.
Okay.
You know?
Rent.
I know nothing about it. It just seems...
You own?
You're like, hey, I don't rent
that's,
anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, fuck, that is not germane to my lifestyle. Nor is it Tito to my way of thinking.
Cats? You have a cat.
That's true. I thought Cats was terrible, though.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's like some hour-long thing based on some throwaway T.S. Eliot poem, too, right? Like,
it's a book, I think.
Is it?
The Book of Jellicle Cats, I think.
Uh-huh.
Or something. I've not read it, so I'm not entirely sure.
I thought it was entirely an extrapolation from...
a single poem.
The On the Naming of Cats. Plus that was just a thing from...
I don't know.
Southwest says, given all the grumbling about special monsters disrupting speedruns, semi-rares, and the like, why not simply make them free adventures like fighting infernal seals? I elucidated my arguments for not making them free adventures and not making them like infernal seals in the thread that I posted today.
It's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot.
Huh.
It's a book of poems about cats.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend that doesn't exist. Fineldar says, Riff, are you worried that because the Nemesis quest has taken so long, people aren't going to like it and complain it's not worth the wait, or are you just going by, if it's good, then it's good, and those people will complain about anything? Or is it that you have made a puzzle that even you yourself cannot solve?
I think Jick's in the latter camp.
What's that? A puzzle that he himself cannot solve? Yeah. You know, the thing is, we're working
it's
on...
it's too hard.
Well, we've got the first part. It's not even the quest. The quest itself, the later stuff, is great. The first part, which is... we're theoretically rolling out early, right? Like, the deadline on it was tomorrow, and it's done, except for artwork.
Well, and I have some numbers I have to add.
Do you? Oh, okay. Well, it's done for artwork, and except
it's,
for...
I don't think it's going to be done. I don't think we're going to roll it out.
We're not going to roll it out tomorrow. But it is done, but for artwork and editorial control, right? I think that the puzzles are too hard for me. But that doesn't mean anything, necessarily. And the thing is, this is a very early piece of content, so
it is... that you're rolling out some stuff tomorrow, like soon.
Well, they knew that there was a real schedule, and that parts of it would start falling out fairly soon. But the part of it, this has been done for
exciting.
A long, long time. The part of it that is going to roll out soon has been done for a long, long time. I am very worried about what the reaction is going to be in the forums, because people are going to be like, "We waited 2 years for this bullshit." No, and the correct response to those people is, fuck you, but we can't, you know, that's not cool. But in rolling out part of it, it's going to be, I feel like that is an important step towards getting the ball rolling in earnest on finishing up the latter parts of it, right? So, like,
we've got a,
you know, semi-long term, we've got a medium term schedule for getting the whole thing done. The rest of it, it is only this first part that I have any problems with, right? The rest of it is awesome.
Right.
And the rest of it is very much in the idiom of today's KOL too, where we, you know, which we when we're deciding how to do something, we look to World of Warcraft and copy their mechanisms and ideas.
Yeah, the rest of the Nemesis quest is in 3D and rendered.
Like that Weird Al album?
It has a really good art direction and a soundtrack.
Whiff Porkins. I wonder if he's related to Jack Porkins. I wonder if there's actually a character in the extended universe named Whiff Porkins. I wonder if they ever wrote a whole series of books about Jack Porkins.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jack Porkins was a character in the original Star Wars. He was that fat dude who crashes his X-Wing into the Death Star.
I see.
His name was Porkins.
How did people know about
this?
The
imagination of George Lucas, because they say Porkins. He's on here, and he's credited.
I see.
The imagination of George Lucas. The fat guy was named Jack Porkins.
Oh, dear.
How? There used to be a part of me that said, Lucas, how far you have fallen, but he started out pretty low.
Did you ever see THX-1138?
I did not.
You should watch that movie.
Is it really good?
It's the best George Lucas directorial thing I've seen, period. Like, I didn't hate American Graffiti, but...
Are we going to start sucking ass when we get old?
Yeah. Well, I think we already do.
Really?
Yeah, I think we suck ass.
Huh.
We're terrible.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know.
We should just go to the nursing homes and shoot ourselves.
Why do we have to go there? It's too much work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we don't want to traumatize people by shooting ourselves in front of them unless they're old and are going to immediately forget about what they just saw.
I see.
Right? And nursing home people are used to cleaning up, like, old people turds and stuff, so scraping some brains off the wall won't be a big deal for them.
We could do it all, like, preparatorily or whatever. We could just dig a grave, put a coffin in it, and then, like, set up a sequence of, like, dominoes such that there was, like, a gun, and then you shoot through the lid of the coffin and kill you, but knock both of you into the grave at the same time, and somehow that cuts a cable which dumps a bunch of dirt on top.
Oh, yeah. Closes the coffin. Yeah. Oh, you're shooting through the coffin's already closed?
Well, you're shooting...
So it just throws you on top of the coffin and then covers you with dirt.
No, the coffin is standing... It's like a domino. It's like, you know, you're here, the grave's back here, the lid of the coffin, so you shoot through the lid of the coffin.
This illustration using your arms is, I'm sure, super useful for our listeners.
Yeah, just imagine, so there's a gun, lid of coffin, you, and then some rope Rube Goldberg device that has like a bag of dirt up above the thing, so it shoots through the lid into you, killing you, but the force of that knocks you both into the coffin and cuts this cord, which sets this long chain of events in motion such that a giant thing of dirt...
After the coffin has fallen to the bottom of the grave.
Yes.
Which after is the hundreds, lid of the hundreds of feet deep.
Yeah.
And the lid closes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Whiff Porkins wrote, can you implement a food called Moore's coleslaw? I think it would be funnier if it was Moore's slaw.
Moore's slaw would make much more sense.
Moore's slaw, which yeah, like, everyone you eat gives you half as many adventures as the previous one. That'd be pretty funny, actually.
Is it a halving, or is it a doubling? Like, what? I forget what the actual statement
the
of the law is.
It's about transistors getting smaller over time, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Like, I thought it was.
All right, we'll look it up.
Like they're
slaw.
Or maybe it's like twice as fast and half as big or something.
So it's the number of transistors that can be placed on an IC is doubling every 2 years.
Oh.
I guess it's a year and a half now, right? Like.
Well, okay, so then the number of caraway seeds in each cup of coleslaw doubles for everyone that you eat. Is it caraway seeds that's in coleslaw? What are those little yellow spheres? I'm gonna look on Wikipedia about coleslaw.
I wonder if they track, like, where the requests come from. Someone's looking at Moore's Law and coleslaw. I'm not sure which kind of law they want.
Many variations of the recipe. Maybe it's mustard seeds, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't say anything.
It's remarkably flat, the trend line.
What is?
The
searches for coleslaw?
No, the number of transistors on an integrated circuit.
Okay, it's not caraway seeds.
It's not.
No.
Is there some guy named Cole that also has a law?
Mm-hmm. It could be mustard seeds, yellow mustard seeds, but they're like soft. They don't taste like mustard. Damn, I don't fucking know. Why are we even talking about this? Why does anyone care? Nobody does. That's the thing. We're just talking, and we're pretending that we're just having a conversation. This is how we talk. We don't put on a show for the radio at all.
That's true.
The admonished one says, new tome sometime soon? Probably no sooner than, like, Jan. No. When do tomes come out?
Well, I just put together a list today of monthly things. There's been no consistent month. The first one was in January, the second one was in November. I think we should do it either in, like, September or November.
Okay.
As sort of moving forward to make it sort of more or less consistent.
Did we have any tome ideas in our little brainstorm extravaganza?
I don't... Well, not in the brainstorm extravaganza, but in there is one thing that you had suggested a long time ago that we might do.
Hmm.
Cole's Law, redirected to Cole's Law. Wikipedia, you're so clever.
We got to do another project so that Asymmetric gets its own page, and then we got to differentiate ourselves individually so that we get our own pages.
Yeah, that's...
I want a real Wikipedia page.
Tricky. My lack of actually taking credit for things.
Yeah, you never take credit for anything. You got an IMDb page now, though.
That's true.
Captain Kirk says, I was just wondering who the authorizing agent is for the hermit permits. Does the hermit get a cut of the 100 meat? Is it secretly the Council of Loathing? Whoever it is, they have evidently incurred the wrath of the hackers, hence their hermit scroll. So is that kind of like cheating on your taxes? Smashosaurus says, what with the floaty nature of the sand, wouldn't pocketing it give adventurers some terrible itchy chafingness in their groinish regions?
Groinish regions?
Yeah.
Can it just be a groin?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, it's definitely more Joss Whedon-y to say groinish regions as opposed to groin.
Huh.
That whole question seems like maybe Smashosaurus is Joss Whedon.
Wow, that'd be different.
RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. See, I told you. Jake, have you seen the Big Book of New Yorker DVDs that has every single issue from the 1920s to today? It uses this janky homemade browser, but it's still pretty cool. I still just want it on the iPhone. I still want to be able to subscribe on the iPhone. The Boy Blunder says, make a sword / turtling rod so you can turtle tame with a shield. No. Listen, turtles are never going to trust you if you are as withdrawn into your own shell as they are, man. You gotta relax, man. You gotta just have, like, it looks like a walking stick when you're not actually using it to herd the turtle, using it as, like, a man catcher only for turtles, right? Like, you just look like some dude having a good time out in the wilderness, leaning on a big stick. You don't look like some guy that's ready to protect yourself from threats. That's gonna just alarm the turtles, man. Freak them out. Get them all spooked. Get them all running hither and yon. I'll never be able to catch him that way. Necronic Sherbet Knight says, hey, Jake and Hot Stuff, I'm thinking of getting a real-life KOL tattoo. What should I pick? I kind of like the... I sort of want a tattoo myself of the heart with the banner on it that says Knob. I think that would be funny. Really, really what I want is a tattoo that is a heart with a banner across it that I can then have people write stuff with a Sharpie on it that looks like part of the tattoo, right? So I can just be, like, enthusiastic about whatever at any given moment. A little weird. RDFM says, you can get the DVD book new on Amazon for under $20. Every New Yorker from the 20s to 2005 for $20.
Gosh.
Arch Lee says, why are pig iron pieces not zappable? You're going to have to ask Riff.
No, I think I made them not zappable.
Oh, yeah? Or you're going to have to ask Hot Stuff.
Because they're class-based, and it's to encourage extension.
Extension?
Extension.
Accentuation of the positives?
Yeah.
Super Bob says, donkey familiar? Yes, no.
It just makes you feel sorry for the donkey.
Blizzire, knock it off. Timebender says, can you make the big bundle of chamois a multi-use item? Make it a lot easier to put them back into the bucket. I can see putting that on my list of things to do. I'll do it.
All right.
I'll do it while you talk about something.
Ricky Dicky Tavi says, how do you keep each simultaneous project running? Or does everyone jump back and forth until things are done? That's kind of a problem. We have a ton of, just in KOL, we have a ton of projects going. And then we have a ton of additional external projects that we're also working on.
Yeah, we're not super good at setting deadlines. By which I mean we're not even remotely competent at setting deadlines. Yeah. Been trying to structure things a little more. You know, at least get people with, like, some weekly deliverables. Yeah, yeah, weekly deliverables. God damn it.
Yep.
What has happened to me? I've been doing it for like a month. Still have a soul. It'll be easier. You know, I got on this, you know, hands-on management kick while I was in San Diego, and then it was immediately disrupted and all fucked up by Comic-Con.
San Diego.
I wasn't really on it yet.
You're all bi-coastal. I don't know if you thought about that.
Am I?
Yeah, because you were, like, living in New York, and then you're living in San Diego.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be in San Francisco.
I like both coasts.
We've decided to spend a million years in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then once we're done with that, where are we? New York again, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotta figure out what life's gonna be like. Yeah, I was talking to Doc Galactic about spending some time in New York.
Oh. How is Doc Galactic doing?
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
He's run afoul of the cops a time or two, but seems like everything's going
to
be all right.
Was it for trying to shill some snake oil?
He was, yeah. It's patent medicines, man. You'd think he would have learned. The Kaiser says, don't you guys think Seaside Town is cluttered with crap or generally unimportant stuff? If you do, are you planning to do anything about it?
I do, for one.
I do, too.
Yeah. Cluttered.
It is cluttered. But, you know, every time we talk about it, it's another one of those things like, how do we do it? What do we do? How can we do it without pissing anybody off? How can we do it with it? You know, and then everybody's like, well, when I was a new player, I really enjoyed finding this sprawling metropolis of crap that I wasn't necessarily intimidated by, and, you know. So,
but the thing is, we will fill it back up again.
Yeah.
So, don't think of it as us moving your toys to different rooms. Think of it as making room for more toys.
Okay.
See, how good was that?
Yeah. Good enough to go out on, I think.
Right.
God, I'm hungry and I'm pissed off. Because the reason that I'm hungry is because every time I try to eat, I stop eating a third of the way through because my fucking tongue hurts so bad.
That sucks.
Yeah. We need to go somewhere where the food is so good that I can overcome any amount of oral pain.
Okay.
Oral pain, the way of the world.
Oral Roberts.
Oral Hershiser. all right. Good night, kids.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
I drive these scrubs crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Bandana, Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly. My hump, my hump, my hump.
drunk off this hump. What you gonna do with all that rest inside that shirt? Come on, make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
Okay.